Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Danny DeVito, Josh.
Yeah, love him. One of my favourites.
I reckon everyone loves Danny DeVito.
Well, he's just such a quirky character.
Matilda.
Well, yeah, he's good in that, isn't he?
He's great in Matilda.
Twins, of course. That was a great one. That's what I remember him from when I was younger.
Just a guy that pops up and you just love him.
You have to actually check out Always Sunny in Philadelphia. From season two, he joins the cast, and it's probably the most unhinged Danny DeVito you've ever seen.
Really?
It's amazing.
Okay.
Some of the best
Lock
stuff I've ever seen. It's
Lock
so
it
great.
In. Well, this week he was taking part in an interview with Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
And it was with his daughter, who is an actress as well, Lucy DeVito. From my knowledge, she was in Jumanji The Next Level. So she's been in some films.
Okay.
Yep. I don't really know her, but, you know, she's done stuff. Anyway, it's brilliant because in this is they're taking a lie detector test.
Yep.
So at the start, he's hooked up to the lie detector test and then they switch and they do it on her. But because she's grown up with Danny her whole life, you know, things you want to know that your father's told, is it actually true? Those ones you go, oh, I don't believe it, but Dad said it my whole time growing up. So there was one thing she wanted to know because he's been telling not only her, but in interviews over the years, a story that involves Michael Douglas.
Is it true that you once saved his life?
Yes. I once.
How did you save his life?
Well, he picked up a snake and it bit him on the hand and I sucked the poison out of his hand.
Is that true?
The machine is saying you're lying.
I actually made that story up.
He's been lying about that since 1984.
God, that's so funny. And like the fact that he just knew it was a lie that long.
It would be gold because, you know, so many people say we got to interview him. You do your research and you see that story, like what a story to bring up.
Did you save? Yeah. And Michael Douglas all the while knowing.
The whole time it didn't happen. Just going, yeah, I'll run with it. But it is gold that you hear a lie that has been supposedly the truth for so many years. So it's got me thinking about my life, Josh.
Yep.
And things maybe I've told you. And where our relationship is at this stage. And
yeah, right.
Can you tell?
So you've been lying to me.
Well, can you tell? Have I been lying to you? Or have I just been telling the truth 100%? Two truths, one lie.
It's coming up.
Right. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We were just talking before, Herbie, about Danny DeVito.
Correct. He did a lie detector test with his daughter for Vanity Fair where it was revealed something he's been saying since 1984 isn't true. So he said that he actually saved Michael Douglas's life because he sucked the venom out of his arm after a snake bit him. Turns out, BS. Never happened.
Just a lie.
People have been believing, including his daughter, him forever.
That's so good.
We thought, why not play Two Truths, One Lie? This is all to do with my life, Josh. And this is where you need to figure out which one is the lie.
Have you told me these stories before?
I guess I have because I tell you so much stuff, but you also don't listen, but you act like you do. You nod and we'll say, yep. So that's where I can sometimes get one up on you in this game because, you know,
to be fair, you do talk a lot.
I know.
So it's not like I'm not trying for most of it, but sometimes you've got to take a quick break.
Okay. Now, you can ask me some questions if you want.
Absolutely.
First one. So this was actually a competition between my eldest brother, Matt, and myself. Mm-hmm. Ages, can't remember exactly off the top of my head. I'm guessing he was 15, I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
We had a competition of who could smash a quarter chicken and chip pack the quickest with the small, you know, the classic pasta salad you get from the chicken shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, from ours it was the Melbourne Charcoal Chicken Shop down East Bentley.
Yeah.
Who could eat it the quickest? No surprises. Your girl Herbs.
Herbie Dab.
Old tub strike.
Nailed it. Okay.
Okay.
That sounds believable. Because Matty's tiny, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he was skinnier growing up.
Yeah.
He's into the gym and all that now.
Yeah, ripped unit.
I mean, we've all seen photos of me back in the day. Could eat. Still can. When I was 11.
I didn't have to say that today.
That I was cute. That'd be nice.
No, I'm not a liar.
So when I was 11,
yeah.
A bit before the old eating competition,
yeah.
I used to play for the Red Angels Netball Club.
Okay.
And netball. Netball. And unfortunately, one of the quarters, my skirt came loose. And so for the rest of the quarter, I just had to play in my bloomers.
Jeez, two very conflicting stories, isn't it? Mm. One are you talking about food and then...
And because, you know, back in the day, they didn't have... I think they wear bike shorts or they're inbuilt now
in the dresses. Right.
But
yeah,
ours was just bloomers, which just looked like black undies over your undies.
I remember those ones,
Bloomers. So that's fun.
Okay. This is hard.
Growing up with my brothers, we just shared towels. We didn't have a specific...
That's true. That one's true. I know that. Because you just had a bunch of towels in there.
Yeah.
And you just take whichever one. So I know that that one's true.
I'll give you that. That one is true. It's gross.
The other two, I don't think you've told me. But I'm pretty sure you played soccer. But could you have played netball as well? Probably.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I did play soccer. We know this.
Yeah.
Robbed of
best and fairest,
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Two truths, one lie. You've picked one of the truths.
I feel like... the eating one's real, so I'm gonna lock in the eating one. I think the eating one is true, that you did beat Matt in an eating competition.
Wrong. Oh. Completely made up. I played a quarter of a nipple in my bloomers because the skirts back in the day, you know, they went. It's like sort of like the zip that they went on.
Yeah.
Because I was a little bit of a chubby one around the belly, I popped it open and broke it. And I just continued to soldier on.
Why I thought the first one was real. I know. It's Debbie and Josh on K-Rock. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and
Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Josh, on the weekend, something happened to my friend and still I go, what? This is unbelievable.
Right.
So I was supposed to catch up with one of my best girlfriends, Cody, on Saturday.
Mm.
And I sent her a message because I went and watched my brother's footy and said, hey, I might not be able to catch you because she was heading out. Are you going to be home tomorrow?
Mm.
And she didn't reply. And normally she's straight
she's
on it.
She's quick normally,
so
okay.
I thought, oh, anyway, we'll still chat. Didn't lose sleep over it.
Yep.
And then finally I got a reply yesterday and she said, hey, sorry for the late reply. I was in shock yesterday. But are you free today to catch up? And I thought, shock?
Yeah.
What are you in shock for?
What a weird, odd thing to say.
Exactly.
You know, you're not really expecting anyone to say that, are you?
So I said, oh my gosh, are you okay? She replied, I'm fine, everyone's fine, let's catch up today.
Yeah.
And so I was driving to her house, and you know me, I'm overthinking everything. I mean, she was in shock yesterday, so much so she couldn't send a message. What has happened to one of my best friends? Now, she recently got engaged. She's been with her boyfriend since we were 15. I was straight away thinking, oh my gosh, she's pregnant. It has probably come early. You know, she wasn't planning it just yet, but that was the shock.
Yeah.
I even counted down the months. I've gone, okay, so we'll have the baby. Like, I was really planning for this baby.
So you just wanted the baby.
I was automatically godmum. I'd planned out the baby.
Gotcha.
I get to her house. She opens the door and I scream out, oh my God, you're pregnant, aren't you? She said, no. Why would I message you that in that format if I was pregnant? But it wasn't that. It's that she actually got served Saturday.
Someone's handed her papers.
Yes. She was at her parents' house. A lady in a suit rocked up. And just like you see on the movies, she said, hi, is Cody living here? And Cody said, yes. She goes, you've just been served. You want to make sure you read the first three of these pages? And, get in contact.
Oh, wow.
Crazy. Who gets served? Isn't that unbelievable?
So that means that she's being sued, essentially.
She's being sued. So supposedly there was a car accident last year.
Yeah.
She went through insurance and the other guy is suing
is
the back end of it. I don't think it'll actually happen because I hope not, because it's for $47,000.
Oh.
I know. $47,000.
That's so much money.
How
do you pay that off?
I know. When her partner was leaving, he said, gosh, I wish I didn't propose. It was only a few weeks ago. So I could have been out of it, but you know, at least I haven't tied the knot officially yet. So $47,000, she's been served, but I have never heard of anyone that's not a celeb or in a movie being served. I mean, I saw Olivia Wilde most recently in the news. Her ex, Jason, sued her very publicly. She got served. But is anyone else out there?
The One Percenters. There can only be
one. Surely no one else has, Josh.
Been sued.
Been sued and served the papers. Yeah. That is
It's nuts. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
I reckon my friend Codes is in the 1%. I reckon there's not another person out there across Geelong on the Surf Coast that has been served.
God, 52232955. It's pretty incredible, isn't it? And like, isn't she like a good person?
She's lovely.
Yeah.
She is lovely. And so I understand where the shock came from.
You didn't even expect it. Like, you know, it's a bit different if you, you know.
You knew you did something bad.
A dodgy landlord or something, and you know, even dodging them.
But no, she got served. So we'd love to hear from you. I doubt anyone else out there has been served. But give us a call, 52232955.
Yeah, probably more of a 0%, you reckon?
I reckon,
yeah. For sure. We'd love to hear from you. Herbie and Josh driving you home, K-Rock 955. Have you been served? We'd love to know.
The 1%ers. There can only be
one. We're doing a 1%er, and we want to know on 52232955, have you ever been served? Because on the weekend, one of my best girlfriends, she was at her parents' house, just enjoying her Saturday, when a lady in a suit, like you've seen on the films, rocked up and said, "Hi, is Cody here?" She came out, and the lady said, "You have been served."
Isn't that crazy? I only thought it was an American thing. Because who does it in that movie? Is it Pineapple Express? Yes. Like, whatever his name is, Seth Rogen.
You've been served.
Start serving people.
Yeah. It's honestly, I didn't think these things existed, but I've seen the documents myself. They do. But I thought my friend was the only one. But we have received a call. Wants to stay anonymous. Mm. You know someone who's been served.
So, 2 weeks ago, my uncle got served.
Really?
And I was shocked because I was just saying, I was like, I thought that was only in America.
I know. And it's official. They
apparently, it was a very similar situation. Like, someone approached, like, dressed quite smart.
Yeah.
And just, like, asked, looking for, like, said his name. And he was like, yeah. And then he just gave him the paperwork.
See, because like if I saw a well-dressed person asking for me, I would automatically think I've won the lottery or something that I didn't enter, you know?
Instead, you've got the reverse.
That's me.
Yep, I'll take those papers.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope everything works out for your family there, Anonymous. That's an interesting moment to go through, isn't it?
Do you reckon you could, Josh, be the person that does the serving?
Absolutely not. Well-dressed?
Oh, yeah. What a silly question, Herbs.
It's Herbie and Josh. I'll be home.
On this day.
Herbie and Josh.
On this day.
On this day.
And we are welcoming into the studio this week Mr. Bilbo from Promotions.
Yo.
There he is.
Big dog in the studio. You like that?
I love it. Thank you. What an introduction.
Hey, you're welcome.
Glad to have you on board. So how does this one work, Herbie? Because I think this is the first time you've played this game, isn't it?
First time playing, first time winner. I'm calling it early.
Big dog is keen. I like this. So basically, these are things that happened on this day in the music world. I've gotten some songs, reverse them. You just have to tell me what that song is and who it's by.
Okay.
Sounds pretty simple.
It sounds simple, but it could be more complex than I think.
All right. We're going to 1986.
Yep.
This big musician starred in a movie which ended up bombing at the box office, and the director said it's because this person doesn't actually have humour.
Oh, okay.
Harsh.
Josh, is it Madonna Material Girl?
What?
It is.
Good guess.
Yeah, she starred in a movie called Shanghai Surprise. And it wasn't great.
I mean, just based off the name of that movie, it didn't sound like it was going to do too well.
It sounds like it could be a surprise. Good or bad.
He said, George Harrison, she doesn't have a sense of humour, which is unfortunate because it was a comedy. That hurts. Okay. At least she can sing. 1994. This group released their first album and it went bonkers through the US, but not in their own homeland.
All right, let's have a listen.
Oh, Bilbo. It's Wonderwall, Oasis.
It is.
Mate, without fail.
Brilliant. See? Yeah, you got it.
It sounds the exact same. forward
yeah,
or reverse.
It does, doesn't it? It's all right.
This next one.
You're nothing about now that he's got one on the board.
On the board, I feel good.
I like this game now.
Yeah,
here we go. Nice sort of
game. Going to 2004, where this next group won with this song Video of the Year.
Josh, it's Outkast, How You Are.
Yeah.
Do you know what? In 2004, also the first year that Jay-Z and Beyonce went as a couple to the award show.
Really?
Yep. First appearance.
How
now
exciting.
Look at them. Three kids, killing it. Gosh, time flies.
Oh, now you need this one, Bilbo.
2004, this band took home the best rock video for this song, and they're just amazing.
Josh. It's Jet. Are you going to be my girl?
God. It is. Well done.
That was very well done on that one.
It was.
Did you just take a guess from the facts that I gave you?
He was working it out as he was guessing.
Because I literally think went and you're like, yes.
Okay, let's just take away from the great man himself. I came in here and I absolutely destroyed Bilbo. Let's not just gloss over
I know, but I love the energy that the big dog brought, you know?
Round one, we all know. It's a warm-up round. Next week, I'll be back. Bigger, better, faster.
No, you did very well, Bilbo. Fantastic effort. Thank you for that, Herbie. Herbie and Josh, Carrick 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, I don't know if you're a big fan of Lord and the Rings.
No.
Oh, of course not.
Well, it's just that, no, it's not for me.
Didn't even like the books?
No. I don't know if I've given it a proper chance, I'll be honest with you. But
doesn't
it's
sound
past
like it.
It, you know? I've missed the craze. I can't be bothered. There's new things happening in life. I'm going to go with that instead of backpedalling.
Tell me some of the greatest literature ever. But yeah.
Yeah. Have you? I know people go over to New Zealand to see.
No, I've not done that. No.
Now, who's the fan?
Oh, the people that get their photos with the Harry Potter, 9 3/4. Yeah. It's a fake wall.
People like to dream, you know? Give them some hope, Josh.
Good.
Anyway, there's a new TV series out, you'll be happy to know, The Lord of the Rings. This is like another one similar to Game of Thrones, but it's a prequel to the times.
But hasn't it passed? Because Game of Thrones is still a thing, and I get why they're doing it. Lord of the Rings, that happened when Orlando Bloom was acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hasn't happened for a while.
He hasn't done that for a while, has he?
He's done the whole pirate thing after that, you know?
Yeah. God, it's funny, isn't it? Anyway, it is going to be now the most expensive TV show ever published, or ever created, rather.
Wow.
I'll tell you how much it is going to cost an episode after I run through the other top five.
Okay, the ones that were there before it was made.
No surprises. Game of Thrones comes in at fifth place now. $15 million per episode.
Per episode? Wow. All the effects, I guess, and the makeup and everything.
CGI is the thing that costs a lot of money.
Dragons. Gosh, finally they're real.
But that was even more expensive than it was to cost this new TV series that's been made.
Really?
Yeah. So obviously they've gotten a bit better at it maybe. The Morning Show. That's the one on Apple with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. Yep. So that costs a lot of money, $15 million per episode as well, but that's based off of the fact that Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon are both $1.25 an episode.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
Mm. Crazy.
She wouldn't need any more money.
No, neither of them.
Just do things because you're having fun.
The Pacific, I don't know this one. Is it the 2010 military miniseries? It costs $20 million per episode.
Per ep.
Mm.
Like, how do you get the funding to go ahead with that? That is so risque.
Insane, isn't it?
Because we saw what the Batman, that Batgirl one, they spent that much money and now it's not going ahead, you know?
Yeah, risky. I know. Well, they just, $90 million, wasn't it? And they just decided, no, it's not going to work.
Not good enough.
Stranger Things.
Yes, I stopped watching that. Season 2 halfway. Couldn't be bothered.
$30 million per episode in the fourth season.
Is it worth it? Have you seen it?
Well, I watched the first season, then Kat wasn't into it because it was a bit, not feeling like horror sort of stuff, so.
Understandable.
The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. So this is when they made the rings.
Okay. TV series. Oh, the ones that made. Precious. Is that that one?
Yeah, the rings. Yep. 58.125 million US dollars an episode.
What a waste. It is not worth it. I'm telling you now, they're not going to get their money's worth with that. The movies were bad enough. I mean, what are they doing?
If it wasn't good then, it's never going to be good. No. Eddie and Josh driving you home, KROQ 955. Good afternoon, Geelong and South Coast.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On KROQ 955.
All right, Herbie, let's get your thoughts, daily topics, see where you sit.
Okay.
Yes.
Hit me with them.
Driving an electric car.
I'd like to. They're just so expensive in Australia.
That's right. You're probably waiting a little bit till it comes down, or at least there's some options available to you.
Exactly. More range. I know when I was, you know how last year I went and bought a car? Straight up, I freaked out, went to drive a car, ended up buying it. Backed out of that one. But I did look at more hybrid.
Yeah, the hybrid one.
Asked the question, like, how much am I really looking for electric? And he said, love, you're not getting one.
Oh, wow. Jeez, that's a
reality check.
You talked me out of that sale. So there's a radical plan to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel cars in Sydney within 5 years, along with all gas appliances.
That's a bit, wow.
Ooh, just seems a very quick turnaround to have things in place in 5 years.
Well, some people are still waiting for their cars.
Yeah, that's right. All those conductor chips aren't getting any quicker,
They'll get it, and then they'll be done. Well, you know, you got to look pretty.
That's true. You looked great for a little while. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if that can happen that quickly, though. I think it's a bit too extreme.
I think it's too soon, but good to see that they're really trying to push it.
Yeah. Fighting with your co-workers.
I mean, if you've got to say something, I believe in telling them, you know, have it out.
Say it behind your back, exactly.
No. But don't need to you have big fights or anything. Violence is never the answer.
A pair of pilots who started a fight in a cockpit had to have crew separate the two of them. They've both been suspended.
That is ridiculous and also so dangerous. And what caused it? What are they fighting over? I'd love to know.
I know. It's insane, isn't it? And as I said to you before, I was like, that's just probably the worst place that you'd want two people to be fighting from
each other.
Like, because these are the guys are flying the plane. Yeah.
Maybe the worst above that would be
a surgeon.
A surgeon, yes.
They just decide, nah, why are you on the operating table? Guys, we're losing them. No, ate my lunch, Cheryl.
Put the scalpel in you. No, not good.
God, that's funny. Last one. Lacing your brownies.
No.
Obviously.
Unless it's with more chocolate. Chocolate it up.
It's a new trend overseas. Obviously, some areas have legalized mushrooms.
Cannabis.
It's mushrooms. Yep. So there's a new trend where instead of having alcohol at a party or like for your wedding, people are actually offering laced mushrooms.
Wow.
Yeah, brownies laced with mushrooms, I should say.
I didn't even know we'll get at that stage. I thought we're just at the cannabis stage.
That's what I thought as well.
Bonkers. Because didn't it used to be it was legal in Indonesia and now it's not legal, I don't think.
I'm not too sure.
I remember, yeah.
You can't quiz me on other people's legal systems, to be honest.
Okay.
I barely knew this one. But yeah, apparently because people don't want to be hungover anymore. So they're doing it.
I mean, fair enough in that aspect.
Would make your wedding a bit more fun.
At least I'm going to have one, mate.
That's it. Herbie and Josh driving you home. KROQ 955.
Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On KROQ 955.
This story is incredible, Herbie.
I love this.
It's about a celebrity by the name of Mark Ruffalo.
The Hulk.
The Hulk himself. Is it Dark Waters?
He's in...
I'm pretty sure Dark Water. It's really good. That's one of the best movies I've seen.
Isn't he also... He's not great with being trusted with the endings. Isn't he one of those actors where he can't get told because he will tell?
He'll tell other people,
Sure they've filmed multiple endings when he's been in stuff.
Really? That bad?
I'd be the same. My face would give it away.
For me, I only really remember him like... recently, and I think one of the reasons for that was during the early 2000s, he sort of had to take a break from everything.
Okay.
And the reason was he had to have brain surgery.
Wow.
To remove a tumour. Now, how he found out is just a bit nuts.
Okay.
For me. So he was saying that he was having a dream, right? And that he had this impression of a dream that was, you know, he had to do it straight away. So he had the dream that there was something wrong with him. And he thought, you know what, you know, you're a little crazy. You know, he's like, don't worry too much about it. But of course, you know, he went to go and check it out. And the fact was that he had a brain tumor.
From his dream.
From his dream.
I completely believe that 100% because our bodies work in crazy ways and so does just everything around you. And 100% someone was trying to tell him, hey, you need to go
his body
get
was
this
just
checked
trying
out.
Like, you know, it's some weird, isn't it, like that when we have it. So the size of a golf ball had to have removed. Yeah.
That is insane. How lucky.
Oh, so lucky indeed. And then the other thing was that he actually had, he was a bit paralyzed after the...
Yeah, well, it's part of his brain, isn't
paralysis.
It?
Paralysis. So that's one of the dangerous things about brain surgery and stuff is they don't know what they're sort of affecting when you're touching those things.
I mean, look at him now.
Well, he's certainly, you
know... That's crazy to see that he was in that situation and now he's this superstar movie star.
He said he was praying to God. He said, I was sort of bargaining with God. I was like, hey, man, please, you know, don't take my face.
I've definitely done that. I remember being like a little girl and saying stuff like that. If you do this for me, I'll do that for you.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? Well, and we know that a lot of celebrities, he's actually one of the celebrities I really do like.
He seems like a nice guy.
You know, he's got a daughter and stuff.
I said it before, just like Heaven, you have to watch it. Okay. Rom-com, great.
But there's other celebs that have had visions in their time and they've dreamed things up. We're going to see if you know who they are next. The celeb game. We're going to play it on K-Rock 955. It's Heaven.
Celebrity. Marlon Brando. Jimmy Dean.
Star.
Grace Kelly. Gene Kelly.
Famous.
Ginger Rogers. Fred Astaire.
V.I.P.
Betty Davis. DiMaggio.
The Celebrity Game.
All right, Heavy Jeff.
Okay.
This is a game. I play a voice.
Yes.
You work it out.
And I will be honest, I've struggled of late.
Didn't you bounce back last week?
I think I might have got one on the board or maybe even two and we thought, how is this happening? Because normally, useless. But there's something that's happening at the moment. I'm feeling like I'm going to get it.
Feeling positive.
Yep.
Alrighty. Let's kick it off. Obviously, you just have to tell me how that is. We're basing this off the fact Mark Ruffalo had a dream about having an issue with his brain, went to the doctor, turns out he had a brain tumor.
Crazy.
So these are celebrities that have had dreams. Well, their dreams have come true.
That's nuts.
I guess all celebs' dreams have sort of come true by becoming famous, but...
imagine if they dreamt not to become famous and they're living their worst nightmare.
Yeah, that's right.
Ugh.
What am I doing? All right, here we go. First celeb.
I heard that it's like trust fund kids. It's kind of...
Sort of sounds a bit like Channing Tatum. I heard it's like trust fund kids. Go again, please.
I heard that it's like trust fund kids. It's kind of...
No, it's not. It's like a rapper. Is it a rapper? It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow. So it's not Eminem because it didn't sound like him. Who raps? Kanye? Was it Kanye? Yes!
Hey, there she is.
Yes!
Look at it go. Here we go. Number two, celebs whose dreams came true.
He wore like American football pads that were red and gold.
Jeepers. It sort of sounds... Is that a female or a male? Because
He wore like American football pads that were red and gold.
It sounds like Tom Holland. Woo!
Here we go. Tom Holland, Spider-Man fame.
Wow.
Okay. You're killing it. What's happening?
I don't know.
Next one.
I feel like the world and the universe experiencing a god.
Wow. This one isn't a movie star or something, is it?
It is a movie star.
It is a movie star? Okay. I need that again.
I feel like the world and the universe experiencing a god.
That one's hard. That one's really hard. Any kind of clue?
comedian.
Okay, Jim Carrey. Oh my gosh.
Stop it. Can you get this last one? I reckon you can. If you get 4 from 4,
God.
I've got to buy a lot of tickets tonight. I have to. Okay. All right, here we go. Last celeb's dream has come true.
Because she didn't think I would ever become...
Wow, I need that one again. It's hard because the music I heard
first.
Yeah,
no.
That's okay.
Because she didn't think I would ever become famous...
She didn't think I'd ever become famous. Is that someone's famous son?
No.
So is that an actor?
Yes.
She didn't think I'd become famous.
You would have heard this person...
Recently?
I reckon.
Oh, Jonah Hill.
John Travolta.
Well, you're not getting a lot of tickets.
It's Herbie and Josh at K-Rock 955. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. We are about to get a new neighbour in the hood.
Yeah.
In the Cario area.
Yeah.
This is big news, my friend. So, Jordan Belfort.
Yep.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street. Read
you may
book.
Know. Yep.
Yeah, absolute psycho.
The character played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
So people know this name.
Mm.
He, it's in talks, nothing's been officially said, but supposedly buying some townhouses in Cario.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
So how did this come about?
I do know. So he's been hanging out with James Packer. They've been just... You know, yachting, as they do, rich people do, and the profits from his Crown Casino sale, money of that's going to go towards this sale. And so he's spoken to him and said how up and coming we are. We know we are. I mean, every man and their dog wants to live down this way.
Yeah, they do.
And so Jordan said, well, stuff it. I need to get investing over there too. So nothing official has had his name on it yet, but there is talks. This is reported in the Herald Sun.
Oh, well, you can trust that one.
Not the Daily Mail. It's Herald Sun that, yes, Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street, could be seen in Cario.
Wow. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Well, that's the thing.
Well, it'd be an investment problem. I don't think you'd be living here.
But you never know. Yeah, it'd be a place to pop
townhouses.
To.
Yeah.
He could be here, and that's why I was thinking about it, because we know a lot about the guy. So let's just do, you know, some hypotheticals, put us in the situation.
Mm.
You're in Cario. Jordan moves in next door.
All right.
He once had a yacht that once belonged to Coco Chanel. So if you think about it, he's going to bring more rich people here. That's going to boost our house prices. So everyone in Cario, thank your neighbour Jordan, because now your house prices are
if
going up
know,
too.
If you know, you know.
There you go.
Hypothetical, but obviously I'm thinking ahead.
Well, that sounds like a fact.
Yeah. He once generated a $700,000 hotel bill. Bit of a party in that one, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, neighbours... How good will those street parties be?
If you know, you know.
Josh. If you know, that'd be fun.
Imagine that. Imagine they just block off have a street party.
He could have the Cario party.
They would.
block off the whole town.
Yeah, I reckon. Jeez.
He once made a $12 million sale with a 3-minute pitch, they said.
Oh, whoops. Wrong one.
If you know, you know.
My thinking is here, if he moves next door, be careful of getting into conversation with him because obviously he's very good at his job.
He's persuasive.
Next thing you know, you'll be looking after his dogs.
You're in debt.
You'll be mowing his lawns every weekend. Yeah. He's very tricky.
Yeah, okay.
But when he did start getting his money, the first thing he did buy was buy a white Ferrari and now has a massive car collection. So I'm just saying, locals are going to be very happy.
Free transport.
One.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. He's seeing many people going around with his cars.
There you go.
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
The wolf is coming to town.
He's coming. Sounds like it's going to be on the up.
Isn't that crazy, though?
It's insane. If he comes.
He's coming.
You heard it here first. Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955. Geelong's got a brand new way to drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.